This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The House will come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Father Joe Holzhauser from the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Pierre, and he will be followed by Paige Grace Homer from Gerritsen, who will lead us in the pledge.
Let us pray. Thank you, God, for giving us another day. As the difficult work of governing now resumes, bless the members of this House with wisdom, patience, goodwill as they tackle the ongoing issues challenging our state. We thank you again for the inspiration that has been left here and the legacy that's been left to us. We ask that you bless us. Always keep us mindful of all people of our state. We thank you for the event at noon of tribal relations. We ask that you continue to help us to build those bridges, fill those gaps, and continue to lead our state forward. We ask that this may all be done with your blessing, you who live and reign, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Allers, Anderson, Bartles, Bartling, Beal, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Carson, Chase, Clark, Consett, Dennard, DeSanto, Duvall, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Haugard, Holly, Heinemann, Holmes, Howard, Hunhoff, Jameson, Jensen, Johns, Johnson, Kaiser, Carr, Kettwig, Lake, Lateral, Lesmeister, Livermont, Lust, Marty, May, McCleary, McPherson, Mills, Otten, Ken Peterson, Sue Peterson, Pischke, Qualm, Rasmussen, Reed, Roden, Ring, Rounds, Rosem, Schaefer, Shanefish, Smith, Soley, Steinhauer, Stevens, Teason, Tulson, Turberville, Willitson, Wismer, York, Zickman, Speaker Mickelson. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Motions and resolutions. Oh, let's approve the journal first.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
All in favor of said motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion's approved.
Introductions.
Representative Gosch.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would like to introduce a class out of our district. It is the Harriet High School. If you'll notice what I'm wearing their yellow and black here. I'm rocking their school colors for them here today. So they've came to visit us. And guys, please stand up. Thank you. That's on behalf of myself and Representative Lake.
Thank you. Representative Johns.
Mr. Speaker, personal privilege.
Granted.
It's my privilege today to direct your attention to two special guests who are in our gallery. I would ask that the ladies please stand up. We have the 2017 South Dakota Teacher of the Year and the South Dakota 2016 Millikan Educator Award winner. And I would then ask that Representative Stevens please take the mic and introduce the first guest.
Very good. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. We are very proud, Representative Hunhoff and I, to have the opportunity to welcome my neighbor, And she worked with my wife teaching at Beetle School, and now she's the math teacher at the middle school. She's taught in the Yankton school system for over 31 years, and she's the teacher of the year, and Beth Kelsoulis, and we want to welcome her, and Representative Hunnap has something to say as well.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ms. Kelsoulis was a teacher of my children at Beetle School, and they're excellent students. They grew up to be wonderful kids, so I give all the credit to Mrs. Kelsoulis.
Thank you. Representative Rosa.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my pleasure today to introduce to you Amanda Christensen, who happens to be a fourth grade teacher at Longfellow School in Mitchell, the school where I first taught. She's South Dakota's Milken Educator Award recipient. This is called the Oscar of Teaching. We don't have many of those in the state, and this is really a huge award that comes with a $25,000 check. Amanda is known for making connections between her students and the community. Kids love her, parents love her. She really is the hit in Mitchell, so lots could be learned from her from other teachers as well. So please help me congratulate Amanda.
Thank you. Representative Ketwig.
Personal privilege granted. I'd just like to take a couple seconds to introduce my son. This is my middle son, Ty. It's his 10th birthday today, and so he got to come out and spend the day with Dad at the Capitol. And I promised him I wouldn't talk about all his girlfriends, so we'll leave it at that. And just wanted to introduce Ty. Thanks.
Welcome, Ty. Any other introductions? Representative Lesmeister.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a birthday in the House today. One of our pages, Hannah Jules, is 17, I do believe, today.
Go ahead and wave, Jules. Where are you? Stand up. There she is. Now wave at everyone. Happy birthday. Any other introductions? Messages. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that Senate Bill 45 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and HCR 1002 do pass as amended. Wayne H. Steinhauer, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill 1049, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1020, 1028, 1041, 1047, 1048, and 1050, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith SCR 3 and 6, which have been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 48, 49, 55, and 60, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Consideration of committee reports. Motions and resolutions.
SCR 2. Supporting the Electoral College System. Representative Latterell moves that SCR 2, as found on page 148 of the Senate Journal, be concurred in.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 2 is up for consideration and final debate. Are there any remarks? Representative Latterell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House of Representatives. I bring to you Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2. It's a resolution supporting the Electoral College, which I believe is the proper way to elect our president. Now, the Electoral College was a compromise that was worked out during the Constitutional Convention in 1787. The key issue at the convention in regards to the selection of a president was the conflict between those states that had a large population and the ones with a small population. So the smaller states in 1787 didn't want to be swamped by the large states. So in 1790, when the first official census was held, it was demonstrated that almost 50% of the population of our country was contained in just four states. Those were Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Small states in population, such as Delaware, New Hampshire, and Georgia, were afraid that they would have very limited say in the selection of the president. Secondly, the founders took a very dim view of direct democracy. They believed that people, if they were left to their own devices, would potentially not have the restraints necessary to protect the rights of all the citizens in the minority. So a thorough reading of the Federalist Papers makes this view very clear in that it was very prevalent. And that's why they made it hard to change the Constitution through the amending process. And that's why our system is that of a republic and is not that of a direct democracy. See, the Electoral College sets up a system where each state gets the number of votes equal to that of their senators and representatives in the House of Representatives. There's no upper limit to the number of Electoral College votes that a state can have, but there is a minimum for each state, which is three, as each state has two senators and at least one member of the House of Representatives. The current membership in the Electoral College is 538, which is equal to the number of senators, the number of representatives, 435, and an additional three for the District of Columbia as provided for in the 23rd Amendment. In the last 100 or 125 years, we've kind of heard a cry for direct democracy among some people in our society. However, the acceptance of that concept as to the election of our president would be very negative to the small states, many of which are strongly loyal to one party or ideology or another. A group named Popular Vote USA has made it their goal to get states to agree to have their votes cast for the winner of the popular vote, a policy that would overthrow the intent of the founders, that being the desire to protect the interest of the small states and population. You have on your desk a handout which shows the number of electoral votes that each voter gets a say in. You can see they're listed there. South Dakota basically has 123,000 people for every electoral vote they cast, whereas Florida has 324,000 people for every electoral vote they cast. So you can see that sometimes a citizen of South Dakota has twice as much say as the states in Texas and California and New York in terms of who becomes our president. And that is why we must preserve and protect the Electoral College system. And twice in the last five elections, the Electoral College has worked as designed to ensure that the interests of all of our citizens was protected. I encourage you today to vote for this resolution that would make a statement that the Electoral College is not an antiquated system, as some claim, but it is a valid and proper way to ensure that states and the citizens that reside in each state would receive a voice. Please support this resolution, and I urge its passage. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the body is the House concurrence in Senate Concurrent Resolution 2. All the members in favor shall vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote. Representative Kaiser.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was promised by the prior speaker that during his speech, as he's carrying it on the House side for Senator Bolin, Senator Bolin liked to talk with his fingers a lot, and I was promised that we would see a lot of that from the previous speaker. And I think his impersonation failed a little bit, so I kind of want to show him how you properly do that.
Representative Freimuller and Soley.
Representative DeSanto. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to take a minute to acknowledge someone that is in our gallery today. You know, as elected officials, we take the time away from our homes and our families to come and spend time in Pierre. But I know for me as a representative, when you find a private citizen that's willing to come and spend time at our Capitol lobbying on behalf of things that are important to them, and people that just pay attention in to what's happening in the Capitol, help keep us accountable as well as inform us on issue, I sure appreciate. So I'd like to recognize Thomas King, who is in the gallery today.
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 58 yeas, 6 nays, 5 excused.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 2, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members-elect, is hereby approved.
SCR 4, Representative Qualm moves that SCR 4 be deferred to Tuesday, January 31st, the 13th legislative day.
All in favor of the Qualm motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
SCR 5. Endorsing the induction of Howard Hunter Sr. into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. Representative May moves that SCR 5, as found on page 163 of the Senate Journal, be concurred in.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 is up for consideration and final debate. Are there any remarks? Representative May.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We bring this resolution before you on to honor Howard Hunter Sr. from my little town of Kyle. As you read through the resolution, you can see all the great things that Howard did for the rodeo people. The one thing that you can't see in the resolution is everything he did for all the young people that were actively involved in rodeo. He was a cowboy, a real cowboy. But most importantly, I was thinking about Howard this morning and all the road trips up and down all over the country rodeo. And there never was a rodeo that I ever went to or any kind of event that I ever went to that I ever heard anybody have anything negatively to speak about Howard Hunter. He was just one of those guys that he was friends with everybody. He was a small man with a very, very big heart. His family is actively involved in all kinds of things in our little community. They put on local youth rodeos for the young people, give awards. And so when you read through the resolution and you see everything that he accomplished in the rodeo world, I just want you to keep in mind that what we can't put in here is what kind of a person he was to his fellow human beings. And so I wanted to bring that to your attention. Howard, tragically, at the Crow Rodeo Fair, was riding a bronc, and the bronc fell, and he hit his head really bad, and he suffered from severe brain injury after that. He was in a wheelchair the rest of his life. But you never, every rodeo you'd go to, Howard would be parked up front at the grandstand and cheering on all the local kids and the local cowboys and cowgirls. So we just wanted to bring this forward. Howard passed away in April of 15, and we want to recognize him, and we are pushing to get him in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. So I'd appreciate your favorable vote on this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the body is House concurrence with Senate Concurrent Resolution 5. All the members in favor shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote. Well, you're voting. I think the doctor of the day is here. up here to my left, Dr. Steve Schroeder, I believe, isn't it? And he's got some brothers down in Sioux Falls. My wife's from Miller. Dr. Schroeder is a native of Miller. He practices medicine in Miller. He is our doctor of the day. He received his medical degree from the University of Minnesota School of Medicine and completed his residency at the Hennepin County Medical Center. Dr. Schroeder currently serves as the medical director of the South Dakota Foundation for Medical Care. He's a member of the Great Plains Quality Improvement Network that also includes the states of North Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas. He currently serves as chairman of the Council on Clinic and Medical Providers of Sadaho. Please welcome Dr. Steve Schroeder.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 64 yeas, 5 excused.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 5, having received the majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby concurred in.
House Concurrent Resolution 1005, calling for statewide recognition of the Army National Guard's 1st Battalion, 196th Regiment Regional Training Institute for training hundreds of officer candidates from South Dakota and soldiers across the nation. The Speaker has waived the committee referral. HCR 1006. Urging Congress to develop a funding formula for the United States Department of Health and Human Services and the Indian Health Service that accurately reflects the true needs of various Indian Health Service regions. The Speaker has referred House Concurrent Resolution 1006 to the Committee on Health and Human Services. SCR 3. Recognizing the outstanding public service of President James Monroe, the Speaker has waived the committee referral. SCR 6, commending and recognizing the numerous contributions made by South Dakota social workers and recognizing March 2017 as Social Work Month, the Speaker has waived the committee referral.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Quam moves that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on House Bill 1034, as found on page 186 of the House Journal, also Commerce and Energy on House Bill 1015 and 1007, as found on pages 186 and 187 of the House Journal, be adopted.
All in favor of the Quam motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion's approved. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1102, an act to allow funeral homes to collect reimbursement for reasonable funeral costs from a decedent's estate under certain conditions. An act to allow for service by publication for certain paternity and child custody reactions. House Bill 1108, an act to revise certain provisions regarding prejudgment interest rates. House Bill 1113, an act to revise certain provisions regarding protection orders. House Bill 1118, an act to eliminate the need to prove the use of force, fraud, or coercion in the human trafficking of minors.
To Commerce and Energy, the Speaker assigns 1104, 1107, 1116, and 1120. To Education, the Speaker assigns 1122, 1123, and 1125. To Health, the Speaker assigns HCR 1006. To Judiciary, House Bills 1101, 1102, 1103, 1108, 1113, and 1118, to State Affairs, House Bill 1112, 1114, 1115, 1121, 1127, 1129, 1130, and House Joint Resolution 1002, to Taxation, 1106 and 1119, and to Transportation, 1109, 1110, 1117, 1124, and 1126. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 55, an act to protect the teaching of certain scientific information. Senate Bill 48, an act to provide for the certification of emergency medical responders.
To Commerce and Energy, the Speaker assigned Senate Bill 60, to Health and Human Services 48, Senate Bill 48, Senate Bill 49. Consent calendar.
House Bill 1026, an act to require tracking numbers to be included on the quarterly reports of direct shippers and of wine carriers.
Do we have any questions on the consent calendar? Seeing none, the question before the body is final passage of the consent calendar. Those in favor shall vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote. What was that?
Representative DeSanto, Lateral Rasmussen. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 63 yeas, 1 nay, 5 excused.
The consent calendar, having received the majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title of the consent calendar items? If not, the title's deemed approved. Yeah. Representative, second reading of House bills. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move we defer the remainder of the calendar till Tuesday, January 31st, the 13th legislative day.
Okay. All in favor of the qualm motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion's approved. If there be no objection, we are going to revert to order of business number 5.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bill 1020, 1028, 1041, 1047, 1048, and 1050 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
The House and the Senate. Okay, so these bills have passed the House and the Senate, and I need to read them and sign them in front of you. So the Speaker signs an act to authorize background investigations for current and potential employees of the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications. Speaker signs House Bill 1028, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the interception of certain communications. The Speaker signs House Bill 1041, an act to place certain substances on the controlled substance schedules and to declare an emergency. The Speaker signs House Bill 1047, an act to modify the application timeline for state chartered banks and trust companies. Speaker signs House Bill 1048, an act to exempt natural hair braiding from the practice of cosmetology. The Speaker signs House Bill 1050, an act to revise and repeal certain provisions regarding the practice of barbering. The Speaker signs Senate Bill 16, an act to revise certain provisions regarding a violation for an escape from certain facilities, programs, or services located outside the penitentiary. Announcements. Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There is no Transportation Committee on Tuesday morning.
Representative Otten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be House Ag Tuesday morning, 7:45. We have two bills. Thank you.
Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no House Tax Committee meeting on Tuesday morning.
Any other announcements? Representative Ollers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be appropriations Tuesday morning at 8. We'll hear from the Board of Regents.
Representative Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've got a full slate on Tuesday morning in House Health and Human Services, 7:45.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Well, I'll just say we've completed our third week, and we've made some progress. It's been kind of a big week for us. Don't forget to go home, get recharged, get connected back to your real life, and your family and your friends. Travel safely. We'll see you Tuesday. Representative Beal.
Mr. Speaker, I move to adjourn. Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay.
No.
We're adjourned.